April is National Stress Awareness Month, and we want to bring attention to the negative impact of stress. This is your food for thought from the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. Managing stress is an essential component of a healthy lifestyle. Knowing how to manage stress can improve your mental and your physical well-being, as well as minimize certain health-related issues. But the first thing you need to do is to recognize what stress and anxiety look like to you. Then you can take steps to build up your resilience and know where to go for help. Stress happens. You can't always prevent it or avoid it, but you can change how you respond to it. There's a variety of different tips to help you do just that. Therefore, our monthly Lunch and Learn, hosted by the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service at the Person County Office Building, will take place on Wednesday, April 10th at 12 p.m. We're going to give you some tips and tools to cope with stress and anxiety. We'll talk a little bit about the difference between stress and anxiety, as well as discuss some anxiety disorders. Did you know that your body also has a relaxation response? Your breathing slows and your blood pressure and heart rate decrease. The good news is you can trigger that response, sometimes by doing deep breaths or meditation or just focusing on more positive thinking and images, thinking about a happier time. We're always dealing with different stress, whether it's from finances or balancing work and life. Stress shows up often, and your body is going to react to it. Your heart rate's going to go up, your blood vessels are going to narrow, and of course, over time, that's not healthy, especially for your heart, and you're more likely to get heart disease and have heart attack, not to mention just other issues. So the Extension Office is going to have its monthly Lunch and Learn. Again, that is going to take place on Wednesday, April 10th from 12 to 1 at the Person County Office Building. It is $5 to attend, and that must be paid to the Extension Office by Friday, April 5th. We're going to talk about a variety of different coping methods for stress. One of the things that you can do to help your body control stress is simply practicing healthy habits every day, whether it's eating a healthy diet, getting enough sleep, getting at least 30 minutes of physical activity, moderating your caffeine intake, keeping in touch with friends or loved ones who are good sources of emotional support, and even obtaining proper health care. When you're feeling overwhelmed and maybe you can't seem to focus, take a time out for yourself, just like you'd give a time out for your kids. It could be 5, 10, 15 minutes. I recently heard something that somebody suggested was write down an entire list of everything that you're worried about, and then cross out everything that you can't control, and then just focus on the things that you can. You can recognize your accomplishments or be grateful for what you do have. You could have a gratitude journal. Maybe you're writing in the morning or at the end of the day, you list what you've accomplished that day so that you can see that maybe you know, everything didn't go as bad as you thought it had. You are making progress towards your goals. Maybe your goals are about health and wellness, breaking some of your bigger goals down into smaller goals, making yourself a priority. Decide what's got to be done, what can wait. Learn to say no to new tasks until you feel like you're not overloaded. Schedule regular times for relaxation. Make time for yourself every day, whether you like to read or listen to music, or maybe you just want to play games on your phone. If you see that social media is stressing you out, then stay away from things like that. There are certain types of exercise, such as yoga or Tai Chi, that use more gentle kind of movements and can help you reduce your stress levels. Surround yourself with laughter and humor. Laughter does a body good and can truly help your natural defense system, your immune system, by releasing all of the negative thoughts and feelings, including stress. We have a variety of more ideas that we will go over, just giving specific details to anxiety disorders, as well as tips for your overall health and wellness. Again, that will take place, the Lunch and Learn, Coping with Stress and Anxiety, on Wednesday, April 10th at 12 p.m. at the Person County office. Its $5 registration fee is due Friday, April 5th. Lunch and handouts will be provided. Hope to see you there. Thanks for tuning in this week to the Food for Thought from the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service.